Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Hello and welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is September 20th, and for today's show, we're going to the movies. Some of the music we have will be organ renditions of movie themes. Another music features the organs as part of the original score. So get out your popcorn and your milk duds. It's movie time on At the Organ. We'll begin with a soundtrack that caught my attention. In 2014, the movie Interstellar was released, directed by Christopher Nolan and starring Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, and Michael Caine. The film is about a crew of astronauts who travel through a wormhole in search of a new home for humanity. Composer and musician Hans Zimmer was tapped to provide the music for the movie. Now, Nolan wanted a pipe organ in the score, and Zimmer chose the instrument. It's a 1926 four-manual Harrison & Harrison organ in London's Temple Church. At first, Zimmer attempted to sample the organ, but it was just too electronic. This did not sound real. The Temple Church's musical director, Roger Sayer, was called in to play the organ for the recording, and the organ is used throughout the entire soundtrack. From the album Interstellar, original motion picture soundtrack, with Roger Sayer at the organ, this piece is entitled No Time for Caution. Another movie that featured the pipe organ in its original soundtrack was the film The Fall of the Roman Empire from 1964. It's a movie that featured Sophia Loren, Stephen Boyd, Alec Guinness, and others, and was directed by Anthony Mann. Now, the movie did not do too well when it first came out at the box office, but it has since been described as unusually intelligent for its genre and is now considered a classic. Dmitry Tiomkin was given the job of composing the soundtrack for the film. Tiomkin has scored many movies. He won 4 Oscars, by the way. He won Best Original Score for 3 movies, High Noon, The High and the Mighty, and The Old Man and the Sea. And he also won Best Original Song for The Ballad of High Noon from that movie. Tiomkin's score for The Fall of the Roman Empire, which is one of the notable features of the film, is more than 150 minutes in length. It is scored for a large orchestra, including an important part for cathedral organ. The score was nominated and won a Golden Globe Award and was nominated for an Academy Award. This version features a City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. The actual organ and organist are not named. This version is found on an album, Epics, The History of the World According to Hollywood.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. Our next movie takes us to the world of horror films, and no one did horror movies better than Vincent Price. In 1975, Price starred in The Abominable Dr. Fibes. Price played the part of a former doctor and concert organist who supposedly died in a car crash in 1921 following the death of his wife Victoria during an operation. However, he survived the car crash and begins an elaborate plan to kill those he felt were responsible for her death, using the plagues in the book of Exodus of the Bible to seek his revenge. The opening of the film features Dr. Fibes playing a piece by Felix Mendelssohn, The War March of the Priests. The music was composed by Basil Kirchen. This is from the original soundtrack, The Abominable Dr. Fibes. We're looking at the world of movie music here on At the Organ. In 1979, Paramount Pictures released Star Trek The Motion Picture. Well, following this movie, Gene Roddenberry wrote a sequel, Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. To produce the movie, executives chose Harv Bennett, a TV producer, who promised that he could make a better movie than the motion picture, and for much less than the $45 million that movie cost. Actually, Harv Bennett really said, "Where I come from, I can make five movies for that." Now, when it came to music, he was pretty much told not to follow the same music as the motion picture movie. So Paramount's vice president of music, Joel Sill, took a liking to 28-year-old James Horner. Producers wanted something more modern, something different. So Horner took the opening fanfare from the original TV series theme and developed that into the opening theme of the new movie. Organist Josh Pirschbacher transcribed this selection for the organ. He is playing the 2004 Rosales Glattergott's pipe organ in the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles, California. This is the opening music for Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. Way back in 1973, George Lucas had finished with his movie American Graffiti, and he began writing the script for a new science fiction movie. You may have heard of it, Star Wars. Well, the movie was released in 1977 and has provided George Lucas with a considerable retirement plan. Not that he's retiring, of course. There are many more versions of Star Wars that have continued to be released. But 1977 was the first one. Lucas hired renowned composer and conductor John Williams to score the movie. In March of 1977, Williams conducted the London Symphony Orchestra to record the Star Wars soundtrack in 12 days. The soundtrack was released as a double LP album in 1977 by 20th Century Records. The American Film Institute's list of best film scores ranks the Star Wars soundtrack at number one. One of the pieces of the soundtrack is the music used during the medal ceremony at the end of the movie and was continued over the closing credits. Organist Richard Webster has transcribed this track for the organ and features it on Volume 12 of the Great Organ Builders of America, a retrospective series. This is Star Wars, Throne Room and End Title.
Thank you.
You are listening to At the Organ.
Catherine Sparks at the keyboard of the pipe organ built in 2002 by the Schatz Organ Company and located at the Memorial Drive Presbyterian Church in Houston, Texas. Some Enchanted Evening, composed by Richard Rodgers for the Broadway play and eventually the movie South Pacific. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week, and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.